Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Rick Howlett. Well, in recent weeks, rumors have been flying that Amazon.com, the big online retailer, will build a huge distribution center in southern Indiana. And I think the project even has a code name, Project Tango. Here to help us sort it all out is Shay Van Hoy, editor of the News and Tribune, southern Indiana. Hi, Shay.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Well, if this is all true and indications seem to point to it being true, where would the center be located?
They're moving dirt at River Ridge Commerce Center, which is partially in Jeffersonville, and it stretches along Indiana 62 between Jeffersonville and Charlestown, the former Indiana Army ammunition plant. And so work's being done there, and basically the approvals from various city boards in Jeff and at River Ridge, the development authority there, which has control over development at the Commerce Center, have approved this. It's just, I think, maybe the worst kept secret in the world once it's announced. And I personally think it's awesome that they came up with a code name for it of Project Tango. So we're talking about peak times, 3,200 jobs. At normal, of course, Amazon, as any retailer over the holiday seasons when they would ramp up their employment. And during normal times, it'd be 800 employees per shift working two shifts. So even in the off-peak time, you're talking about 1,600 employees. And they have some other distribution centers in Indiana, so it wouldn't be breaking new ground as far as the state and their relationship with the company.
What is it with the cloak and dagger stuff? They're just waiting to get all the governmental permits and whatnot lined up?
Yeah, I think so. And it's weird. Amazon, I wrote something about this the other day. Amazon, you put in calls, not just us, but other, obviously all the media have been trying to get some information out of Amazon, and they're simply not returning calls, not even no comment. They're just not calling back at all. And I know that one of the steps is to try to get some grant money, and that's still in the works, and it looks promising. The grant total and the match from River Ridge would be $4.6 million, and would help also with some of the infrastructure work that they need to do for such a massive warehouse.
Now, officials in southern Indiana also courting a pharmaceutical company that could create several hundred jobs.
Yeah, and that could go hand in hand with Amazon, as it appears that a pharmaceutical company is looking at River Ridge as well. And if any of the listeners know anything about River Ridge, it's a huge amount of property, really close to the river. And if and when the East End Bridge is built, will be right there near Utica. So it's a pharmaceutical company called Areva. They were also eyeing Clarksville, but apparently, at least the former Value City department store site is off for now. The town of Clarksville wants to buy that property for parking related to their Little League park, which has been built in the last couple of years.
And you may have said this, but this would be a distribution center as well.
Yeah, it looks like the Areva builds builds sterile injectables, and they're based in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. We put calls into their headquarters yesterday too and didn't hear back. But yeah, it would be some sort of production distribution center, I think.
And sticking with economic development, we learned yesterday that Jody Wasmer is stepping down as CEO of One Southern Indiana, which is your chamber of commerce there in the area.
Correct.
After, just 4 months on the job?
Yeah, he was hired in October. One Southern Indiana was formed from some various organizations, the former Chamber of Commerce in Clark and Floyd counties, and a couple other development organizations. And they'd previously only had one leader. They were formed in 2006, I think. And Michael Dalby moved here from Texas to take over that job, mm-hmm. was here until the middle of 2011 and left for a similar job in Columbus. And Jody Wasmer took over. He was had a similar position in Owensboro, Kentucky. And right when he hired, there was some controversy because he had a lawsuit against him by a former employee of the chamber, which was actually eventually dismissed. Didn't go any farther than just some accusations. But only being here 4 years, I went to their annual meeting, which was last week, a week ago today. He spoke at the meeting, was very positive about Southern Indiana and the outlook for the region. And they've just developed a new strategic plan, which he had a hand in as well. And then all of a sudden, he announces he's leaving. It's just odd, really all I can say. What we've been told, the official company line is it was just for personal reasons to get back to Owensboro. He still mm-hmm. has a house there to spend more time with family, and that very well may be it. But to make that move and then four months later go back to where you were already living, and he says he doesn't have any interest in the former job, which is still open in Owensboro.
All right. And also one of the more sordid and sensational criminal cases in recent years in southern Indiana is about to get some more attention. The third trial is coming up for former state trooper David Kam.
Yeah, and the new news this week on that is a special prosecutor has been appointed, someone that we've had his name in our paper before. His name's Stan Levko, and he was recently defeated as the Vandenberg County prosecutor, but he's prosecuted some high-profile cases in the past, murder cases involving families, very similar to what David Kam will be on trial for the third time. Of course, he's been convicted twice, and both convictions have been overturned for the murders of his wife and their two children in 2000 in Georgetown. So it's something that's 12 years old at this point. But the reason that it got to the new prosecutor was Keith Henderson was basically removed from the case. It boils down to the fact that he wrote or had a book deal in place to write about the second case before all the second trial before all the appeals were exhausted. So he was removed because basically they said it was a conflict of interest is what it amounts to.
And to end on a positive note with you, I noticed a little spring in your step when you came up because the Sherman Mitten Bridge is now back open.
Yeah, that's and we the news of the year so far probably for Southern Indiana especially those folks in New Albany. Great news for restaurants, retailers.
Yeah, a big relief.
Yeah, for sure. And there's events coming up. Horseshoe has an event this weekend, a party, and then there are also some events planned for downtown New Albany.
All right. Shay Van Hoy is the editor of the News and Tribune in Southern Indiana. Shay, thanks for joining us.